Senate, please come to order. Members vote to signify their presence.
The roll shows 17 members present, Ms. Murray, Mr. President. That's okay. I'll show you.
Madam Secretary, will you repeat whatever you said?
The roll shows 17 members present this morning. Senator Ewing is excused from the call of the Senate.
Thank you. Will the members please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Andy Hall, of the Lighthouse Baptist Church.
Let's bow for prayer. Father, I thank you for the word of God. Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And Psalms 138:2 says, you have magnified your word above all your name. I ask that you would help each senator of the state of Alaska to come to you through the written word and through the incarnate word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Help them to obey your word and to put it into practice in their lives each day. For I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, Senator Schultz, lead the Senate pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Menard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objections, motion carries. Will Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journals for the 87th and 88th legislative days.
Senator Halford?
Will be approved to certify by the Senate Secretary.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Introduction of guests. Senator Frank.
Thank you, Mr. President. In Senator Ziegler's galleries, Senator Fahrenkamp and I have three guests down from the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Grant Matke, Lois Hildebrand, and Pat Ivey. Please help me welcome them.
Senator Porchell.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Miller Gallery behind me, I have Randy Smith, a constituent of mine, and Senator Ewing, who's been a longtime Mountain View activist. Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Porchell.
Visiting in Juneau, working in Juneau here, but normally an employee of ours in Anchorage and a good, longtime, good personal friend of Senator Fahrenkamp. I'd like to introduce Bev Long in the Ziegler Gallery.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the far gallery with the President's wife are his grandson, Jamie Torgensen, and her friend, Kelly Quinn. And also on the other side, Joe Wagner from Anchorage. Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Sturzewski.
Yes, Mr. President, I'm delighted to introduce on behalf of Senator Collins and myself a gentleman who's with Online Explorations, but he's down with the Alaska Miners. Welcome to the Senate, Kevin Adler.
Are there any further inductions? Message from the governor.
Message is dated April 14th. Dear Mr. President, on this date I have signed the following: Committee Substitute House Bill Number 56, Finance Amendment Senate, relating to certification of retired teachers, Chapter 3, SLA 1991. House CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 15, State Affairs, opposing the proposed reduction in the cost of living allowance for federal employees in Alaska, Legislative Resolve Number 8. Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 19, Resources, related to the management of the walrus population, Legislative Resolve Number 10, sincerely, Walter J. Hickel. Message dated April 18th. Dear Mr. President, I have read the following resolution and transmitted the engrossed rule copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permit filing. House Concurrent Resolution Number 9, supporting a bid by the Anchorage Trade Center, Alaska, Anchorage, to host the 1994 World Trade Center's Association General Assembly and International Trade Show. Legislative Resolve Number 9. And those are all the messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Messages from the House.
Message dated April 17th, dear Mr. President. The House has passed Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 11 with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 11 has amended Senate, urging all Alaskans to take pride in its authority and returning for consideration.
Senator Rohde, do any senators wish to change their vote?
The secretary will take the roll.
So the Senate has concurred in the House amendments to Senate Concurrent Resolution 11 by a vote of 18 yeas, 0 nays. Senator Duncan.
I guess I should have stood before we did the final passage on it, but is it, I'd like to move and ask now to send Ivy Sheldon to co-sponsor this year.
Okay, no objections. Senator Jones? Objection, Senator Porcheau.
Message dated April 17th. The House has passed and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for sponsor, substitute for House Bill 27 Finance by the Finance Committee. An act related to possession of controlled substances and imitation controlled substances. Misconduct involving controlled substances and imitation controlled substances by minors, and to the provision of information that apprises students that controlled substances and the penalties applicable to misconduct involving controlled substances, and require municipalities to post signs in the vicinity of schools declaring the areas to be drug-free school zones, and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary, Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 40, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the offense of campaign misconduct in the first degree, with a House letter of intent.
State Affairs, Judiciary.
House Bill Number 131, by Representative Ulmer, an act amending the area within designated marine park units of the Alaska State Park System and adding marine park units to the Alaska State Park System.
Resources, Finance.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Communications.
The following report has been received. Alaska Labor Relations Agency Annual Report from Jan Hart DeYoung, Hearing Examiner, in accordance with AS 2305. Disclosure letter received in accordance with AS 2460, and it will be published in Senate Supplement Number 8 to today's journal. And those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Reports of standing committees.
Message dated April 18th. Dear Mr. President, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Senate Transportation Committee reviewed the following with regard to confirmation of the Governor's appointment, Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Commissioner Frank Turpin. There were no state objections to the confirmation of any of the named individuals by committee members. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the individual during any further sessions. Respectfully, Senator Bernard, Chair, Senator Jones, Senator Pierce. Message dated April 17th, dear Mr. President, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Senate Resources Committee reviewed the following with regard to confirmation of the Governor's appointment. Department of Fish and Game, Commissioner Carl Rozier. There were no state objections to the confirmation of any of the named individual by committee members. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the individual during any further sessions. Respectfully, Senator Jones, Chair, Senators Cotton, Eliason, Senator Eliason, signed confirmed, Senators Frank, Helford, Menard, and Jara. State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 8, amending and making effective an annuity program and amendments to the longevity bonus program and the permanent fund dividend program provided for in Sections 2 through 18, Chapter 99, SLA 85, recommends it be replaced with the State Affairs CS and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Rohde, Chair, concurring Senators Ewing and Duncan. Senator Fisher signed due pass, which reduced general fund fiscal note. Senate for show sign, no recommendation. Three fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill number 8 has it for the referral to the Finance Committee. Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 82, repealing the moratorium on the use of broadcasting to promote or conduct charitable gaming activity. Recommends it be replaced with a Judiciary Committee substitute, reports it back as follows. Senator Halford, Chair, signed, do pass. Senators Collins and Frank signed, no recommendation. Zero fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill 82 has no further referral.
Rules.
Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 114, amending the area within designated marine park units of the Alaska State System Park and adding marine park units to the Alaska State Park System. Recommends it be replaced with the Resources Committee substitute. The majority of the committee reports it back with no recommendation. Report was signed by Senator Jones, Chair, concurring Senators Cotton, Jaroff, and Frank. Senator Menard signed, do pass. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 114 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 229, appropriation for a grant to the municipality of Anchorage for the Ship Creek Basin Waterfall Development Project. Recommends it be replaced with the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute, reports it back as follows. Senator Pierce, Chair, and Senator Collins signed, do pass. Senator Eliason signed, no recommendation. Senate Bill number 229 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 242, health insurance for small employers. The majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Senator Pierce, Chair, concurring Senators Elias and Halford and Collins. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 242 has a further referral to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 251, regulations of securities held by insurers, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senator Pierce, Chair, concurring Senators Collins and Elias. And zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 251 has no further referral.
Rules.
Senate Special Committee on International Trade and Tourism considered committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 20, encouraging the United States and Soviet national governments to establish consulates in Alaska and the Soviet Far East, and the majority of the committee recommends to pass. Report was signed by Senator Fisher, Chair, concurring Senators Adams, Drzewski, and Zara. Previous House, zero fiscal note. Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 20 has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. State Affairs Committee considered House Joint Resolution number 23, encouraging Gambell, Alaska, and Chapalino, USSR, to be sister cities. Recommends it be replaced with the State Affairs Senate Committee substitute and do pass. Report was signed by Senator Rody, Chair, concurring Senators Pashow, Fisher, Duncan, and Ewing. Previous year, House fiscal note attached. House Joint Resolution number 23 has no further referral.
Rules.
Judiciary Committee considered House Bill 90, fines and restitution in criminal cases. The majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute Judiciary and do pass. Report was signed by Senator Halford, Chair, concurring Senators Collins and Frank. Previous zero House fiscal notes attached. House Bill number 90 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 51, transfer of service credit by active and inactive members and former members of the teacher's retirement system. Recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jaroff, Chair, concurring Senators Duncan, Jones, and Halford. Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 81, establishing the Department of Natural Resources of the Planning Authority in certain areas of the state. Recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jaroff, Chair, concurring Senators Jones, Duncan, and Halford. Senator Halford also signed no recommendation. Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 132 relating to school term. Senate Bill 208 relating to workers' compensation for volunteer emergency medical technicians. And House Joint Resolution number 31, pollution prevention, waste reduction, and recycling. Recommends calendar. Reports were signed by Senator Jaroff, Chair, concurring Senators Halford and Eliason. These bills and House resolutions do appear on today's calendar. And those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Reports of special committees?
Your Honor, special committee reports this morning.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
Your Honor, resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills?
Your Honor, Senate bills this morning.
Consideration of daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 51 by Senator Duncan, an act relating to transfer of service credit by active and inactive members and former members of the teacher's retirement system and the public employee's retirement system. State Affairs Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass. Report was signed by Senator Rody, Chair, from Green, Senators Ewing and Duncan. Senator Pershaw and Fisher signed, no recommendation. Fiscal note and zero fiscal note attached. Finance Committee considered the bill. A majority of the committee recommends the State Affairs CS be adopted and do pass. Report was signed by Senators Pershaw and Cortugo, co-chairs, concurring Senators Duncan, Adams, and Ewing. Senators Hoffman and Schultz signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jaroff, Chair, concurring Senators Duncan, Jones, and Helfers. Does the State Affairs see us?
Senator Rohde.
Unanimous consent. The State Affairs Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, motion carries.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 51, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, an act creating a public service benefit in the public employees' retirement system.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Helfer.
I move and ask unanimous consent. The State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 51 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Hearing no objection, committee substitute for Senate Bill 51, State Affairs, is in third reading.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 51, State Affairs, an act creating a public service benefit in the public employees' retirement system.
Discussion?
Question.
Question being, should committee substitute for Senate Bill 51, State Affairs, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary may record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 51, State Affairs, has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas, 0 nays.
Senate Bill Number 81 by Senator Fahrenkamp, an act establishing the Department of Natural Resources as a planning authority in certain areas of the state and providing for an effective date. Resources Committee considered the bill, and majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with the Resources Committee substitute new title and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Jones, Chair, concurring Senators Elias and Jaroff and Menard, 2-0 fiscal notes and 1 fiscal note attached. Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with Finance Committee substitute and due pass. Report was signed by Senators Pochot and Cotullo, co-chairs, concurring Senators Duncan, Adams, Hoffman, Schultz, and Ewing. Fiscal note and 0 fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jaroff, Jones, and Duncan. Senator Helfer signed no recommendation. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator Pochot.
Thank you, Mr. President. And the finance CS be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, motion carries.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 81, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act establishing the Department of Natural Resources as the planning authority in certain areas of the state relating to subdivisions and dedications and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
I have Amendment Number 1 by Senators Fahrenkamp and Pochot, page 3, line 22, and the amendment has been distributed.
Senator Pochot.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move Amendment Number 1, and before asking for unanimous consent, if I might just speak to the need for the amendment. In the original bill, we repealed a Section 4015075, and inadvertently may have caused a problem with the amendment attempts to clarify. In repealing the one Section 075, we inadvertently eliminate a requirement for DNR to follow the same appeal and advertising procedures in regard to replats and subdivisions. Although platting authority normally would you'd be thinking of as including replat and replatting authority, the amendment would ensure that in the case of replats and vacations that we would maintain the status quo so that it keeps it the way it is now. I would ask unanimous consent for the adoption of Amendment Number 1.
Hearing no objection, amendments adopted. Are there any further amendments?
I have no further amendments.
Senator Helfer.
I move and ask unanimous consent to the substitute for Senate Bill 81 Finance Amendment be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, and place the final passage.
Mr. President.
Senator Strzelewski.
Yes, I would move and ask unanimous consent that be shown as a co-sponsor on this bill.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 81, Finance, amended by the Senate, is in third reading. Secretary, please read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 81, Finance, amended, an act establishing the Department of Natural Resources as a planning authority in certain areas of the state relating to subdivisions and dedications and providing for an effective date.
Discussion? The question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 81, Finance, amended by the Senate,
Pass the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? If not, the secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change your vote? The secretary shall record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 81, Finance, amended by the Senate, passes the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas, one nay. Senator Hoffman?
Consent the roll call and final passage to committee substitute for Senate Bill 81, Finance, amended. Be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Dates?
Effective date clauses.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Senator Pierce.
Can we have a brief of these?
You get finished?
Right.
You get finished?
I'm ready to start.
Senate, please come back to order.
Senate Bill number 132 by Senator Fisher, an act related to school term. Health, Education, Social Services Committee considered the bill, reports it back as follows. Senator Trubisky, Chair, signed due pass. Senators Cotton and Menard, signed no recommendation, zero fiscal note. Finance Committee considered the bill, and majority of the committee reports it back with no recommendation. Senator Fischot, co-chair, and Senators Hoffman and Schultz signed no recommendation. Senator Adams signed do not pass. Senator Duncan signed do pass, fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar, report was signed by Senator Zhuroff, chair, concurring Senators Halpern and Eliason.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Hofford?
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 132 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, Senate Bill number 132 is in third reading. Reading, will the Secretary please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 132, an act relating to school term.
Senator Fisher.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the exact same bill that passed both bodies last year. Governor Cooper vetoed the piece of legislation. What it attempts to do, or what it will do, is if you have a situation, an emergency, such as we had in the Kenai a while back, where a volcano erupts, the students have to leave school. It gives the district the option to apply to the state superintendent to allow them to make that day up instead of the next Saturday, allow them to make it up by extending the school day for a certain number of hours so that the same amount of time would be there. As I understand it, under existing law, you could have a situation where the state superintendent can just say it's a day that we're going to call an emergency day. It's over. You don't have to make it up. And it seems to me that educators across the nation are saying that we need to keep the kids in school, working with the teachers in the education process. This gives the local district just another option that they can consider. Keeping in mind the state superintendent still has to approve the plan. It's not that the school board can just go ahead and do it. They have to get permission also from the state.
Is there any further discussion? The question being, shall Senate Bill number 132 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will take the roll. And so, Senate Bill number 132 has passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas, 2 nays.
Senate Bill number 208 by Senator Eliason, an act relating to workers' compensation for volunteer emergency medical technicians and providing for an effective date. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill. Majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute and do pass. Report was sent by Senator Pierce, Chair, concurring Senators Eliason and Halford, zero fiscal note attached, and a letter of intent attached. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. Report was sent by Senator Zhuroff, Chair, concurring Senators Halford and Eliason. There's a Labor and Commerce Committee substitute.
Senator Pierce.
Unanimous consent that Labor and Commerce CS be adopted and moved the original bill.
Hearing no objection, motion carries.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 208, Labor and Commerce, by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to workers' compensation for voluntary emergency medical technicians and providing for an effective date.
Senator Halpern.
There are no amendments.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Hufford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Bill 208, Labor and Commerce, be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place on final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute for Senate Bill 208, Labor and Commerce, is in third reading. The Secretary, please read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 208, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to workers' compensation for volunteer emergency medical technicians and providing for an effective date.
Senator Pierce.
Senate Bill 208, which is your bill, of course, would provide workers' compensation coverage to volunteer emergency medical technicians who are injured during the course of providing service outside an incorporated city or borough. The injured EMT will receive compensation based on the earnings paid a full-time EMT employed in the city or borough nearest to the place where the injury occurred. During the committee hearings in Labor and Commerce, there was a concerned voice that volunteer firefighters who provide volunteer service outside an incorporated city or borough are not presently covered by workers' comp. So the committee has a letter of intent which does address this concern by requesting interested parties to meet during the interim and to recommend a remedy for this lack of insurance coverage, which we would expect to deal with next session. Senate Bill 208 has the support of the Departments of Labor and Health and Social Services. There is a zero fiscal note submitted from the Division of Risk Management. And with that, Mr. President, I would move the letter of intent.
Hearing no objection, the motion carries. Is there any further discussion? The question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 208, Labor and Commerce, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. Machine locked. In either case. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 208, Labor and Commerce, has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas, 0 nays. Senator Hufford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 208, Labor and Commerce, be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Secretary will read the next bill.
House Joint Resolution Number 31 by Representatives Ulmer, Boyer, Brown, Finkelstein, Copeland, and Ellis relating to pollution prevention, waste reduction, and recycling. State Affairs Committee considered the resolution, recommends due pass. Report was signed by Senator Rohde, Chair, concurring. Senators Burchell, Fisher, Ewing, and Duncan. House, previous House zero fiscal note. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giroff, Chair, concurring. Senators Halford and Eliason.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halford.
Move and ask unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution 31 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, placed in final passage.
Without objection, House Joint Resolution 31 is in third reading. Secretary, please read the resolution.
House Joint Resolution Number 31 relating to pollution prevention, waste reduction, and recycling.
Discussion. The question being, shall House Joint Resolution Number 31 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. And so, House Joint Resolution Number 31 has passed the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas, 0 nays.
Citations honoring Phil Jordan, Senators Cotton, Fisher, Jaroff, Sturzwiski, Menard, Ewing, Collins, Pierce, Jones, and Halford, in memoriam Julia Rotilla, by Senators Lilia, Jaroff, Menard, and Pierce.
Senator Rotilla.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as co-sponsor of the two citations.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Senator Hoffman.
I move and ask unanimous consent the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted by the Senate.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Senator Halford.
I'd like to take up the reconsideration of Senate Bill 158 at this time.
Secretary, please read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 158, Finance, effective and amended, an act relating to the interest rate on unpaid and overpaid taxes and to the due dates for and interest on unpaid and overpaid royalties and net profit share payments from state resources and providing for an effective date. Before the Senate, on reconsideration and third reading.
Senator Ruddy. Will the Secretary please read the bill?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 158, Finance, effective and amended, is before the Senate in third reading on reconsideration.
Are there any amendments? So, okay, Senator Menard. Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent.
We go from third reading back to second reading for a specific amendment.
Check. I'd like to hear the amendment.
The amendment is just changing the September 1, 1991 date to October 31, 1991, and it's just adding 60 more days onto the process before it takes effect.
Maintain your objection.
I withdraw my
objection. Senator Sturzwiski.
Merely for the for a comment, what we're doing is lengthening the barrel of the gun by 2 months, is that right?
Right.
Yeah.
10 years and 2 months.
Without objection, we're in second reading.
Amendment number 5 by Senator Menard, page 3, line 13, and the amendment has been distributed.
Senator Menard.
Mr. President, I would move the
amendment and ask unanimous consent.
Sure. There's some objection, Senator Pashul.
I have a question. What would be the expected cost of the loss of interest during the 2 month period?
Senator Cotton.
Well, obviously nobody has that answer, Mr. President, but you could calculate, you know, 1/6 of whatever was owed, and nobody's really sure what is owed at this point, but I suppose you could do some arithmetic on the $1.6 billion that, that appears to be in assessments right now and take 1/6 of that. And say that that 1/6 wouldn't collect interest for that period of time. But on the amendment, I support the amendment. I spoke with the governor this morning. He expressed a willingness to make a little further accommodation to make sure that the fairness issue was covered. That that his administration had a chance to pursue this as far as they could. So I personally agreed, and I support the amendment to change it to October 31st.
Any further objections? Hearing no objection, amendment number 5 has been adopted.
I have no further amendment.
Senator Hoffert?
Sorry,
we're in third reading. Question. And so the question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 158, Finance, effective date amended, passed the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary may take the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 158, Finance, effective date amended, has passed the Senate by a vote of 14 yeas, 5 nays. Senator Halford?
I move
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage and reconsideration of committee substitute for Senate Bill 158, Finance Amended, be considered the roll call and effective date.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. We're at the end of the calendar. Senator Halpern.
We have some special order citations. I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations for William Hogan and Gordon Evans be taken up as special orders of business at this time.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Senator Tulip.
I move and ask unanimous consent to show as a co-sponsor those citations.
Hearing no objections, Senator Rohde.
Same motion, Mr. President.
No objections. Senator Fahrenkamp, Senator Frank, Senator Halford, Senator Zaroff.
Yes.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the citations of special orders be approved by the Senate.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Unfinished business. Senator Cotton.
We'll brief at ease, please.
Sense at ease.
Mr. President, I bring up reconsideration of Senate Bill 40.
Senate Bill 40 is up for reconsideration.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 40, Finance, an act regulating the practice of marital and family therapy and amending the Alaska Rule of Evidence 504A3 for put the Senate on reconsideration, also has a letter of intent.
Question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 40, Finance, pass the Senate on reconsideration? Senators may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will take the roll. And so a committee substitute for Senate Bill 40, Finance, has passed the Senate under reconsideration by a vote of 16 yeas, 3 nays. Already passed that. Senator Halpern.
Consent to the roll call and final passage on reconsideration of committee substitute for Senate Bill 51, State Affairs, be considered the Senate Bill 40, Finance, be considered the roll call on the court rule.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Senator Menard.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 242, and that's group health insurance for small employees.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. We're under unfinished business. Under unfinished business, I'd like to make the following appointment. Senator Lyman Hoffman to the Joint Federal-State Commission on Policies and Programs Affecting Alaska Natives. Any further unfinished business? Announcements. Senator Pochot.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're going to continue the finance meeting this afternoon from this morning's meeting. Beginning at 2:30, we'd like to take up two bills that we didn't get to because of the oil spill briefing yesterday. SB 97 dealing with the Alaska Education Trust Fund and SB 101 relating to the jurisdiction of the district court. We will also be continuing budget closeouts after consideration of those bills.
Further announcements, Senator Sturzulski?
Yes, the Senate heads will be meeting at noon, and the Belts Committee will be continuing discussion of the mental health legislation.
Senator Pierce?
Thank you, Mr. President. Labor and Commerce will meet Monday, or we're scheduled to meet Monday at 3:30. We will let each committee member know Monday morning whether or not we're going to meet. But Senate Bill 219, Workers' Compensation Miscellaneous Changes, has been pulled from the calendar by me for that day.
Mr. President. Senator
Sturzulski. Yes, through the chair, if I could. We just had an announcement by Senate Finance regarding closeouts. I wonder if I could direct a question through you. Is it the intention of the Finance Committee to... Is it the intention of the Finance Committee to continue closeouts on the schedule that was given to us last week.
Senator Petula.
The schedule has altered because of the caucus coming a day or so earlier than I'd anticipated. The schedule now essentially for closeouts is Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, with mental health trust funds coming in Tuesday. We will be closed out sans caucus decisions, I would think, by at the very latest, sometime Wednesday, maybe as early as Tuesday evening, and be ready for the caucus on Thursday, and I think the majority leader might well want to express that. I don't remember the time of decision on caucus Thursday, but I'm more concerned on finance too. Is that p.m. or a.m.? 9 a.m. Thursday.
Thank you. Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, President. The
Rules Committee will meet in the Butrovich Room upon adjournment. Purposes of countering legislation. Senate Bill 105, amending the penalty for criminal mischief in the third degree. Senate Bill 109, relating to the time for filing civil actions. Senate Bill 135, relating to state personnel system. Senate Bill 146, relating to driving privileges for persons who do not have liability insurance. Senate Bill 183, relating to beverage dispensers in guest rooms. And SCR 14, relating to federal funds for community service education programs.
Any further announcements? Senator Jones.
Mr. President, the Resource Committee will meet this afternoon at 1:30. We'll hear a presentation from the Citizens Oversight Council. Next Monday, we'll be taking up Senate Bill 178, Management and Protection of State Land and Its Resources. And also on Monday, we'll have a presentation by Southwest Energy Council Director. And we also have the confirmation hearing for DNR Commissioner Harold Hines. On Wednesday, we'll hear Senate Concurrent Resolution 18, piping surplus water to California. Senate Concurrent Resolution 25, relating to EPA's regulation of storage tanks. And Senate Bill 198, Delta Clearwater public use area. On Friday, we'll have the confirmation hearing on DEC Commissioner John Sandor.
Further announcements, Senator Cotton.
Mr. President, the Oil and Gas Committee will meet next Thursday. Senate Bill 46 relating to the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. I'll circulate a proposed committee substitute to the members.
Further announcements? I might add that we're trying to get something before the body on Tuesday, next Tuesday, relative to the Exxon oil spill agreement. So between now and next Tuesday, committee will meet and finalize the process. Special orders. Senator Hufford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I have the privilege of the floor to ask the question. I appreciate the fact that we've got some cups that say make it Alaskan on them, and I'm wondering what it says on the bottom.
Senator Forshaw.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm sorry I'm laughing now because I'm really mad. I'm trying to get back into my mad mood here again. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed the privilege of the floor for discussion of for special orders on media support center.
Hearing no objection.
Proceed. Mr. President, today I received a news release, which I guess they are now pumping out of the newly created media support center in the governor's office, and there was some discussion of this in the papers and earlier, and I know Mr. Williams came up from Ketchikan to help design this, and it was supposed to be what I understood was nice newsy things dealing with departmental news that might not otherwise get into the newspaper, informative, factual. I think those were some of the words that were being used. First one that I got here, Revenue Department estimates State Pension Corporation may cost nearly $2 million in the first year. There's one good line in here, Senate Bill 18, sponsored by Senator Pat Forshow, Democrat Anchorage, calls for the establishment of the Pension Corporation, a separate corporation to manage pension fund monies. Everybody likes a little free publicity, I guess. Then it goes on. Deputy Commissioner Darrell Rex Winkle states in a letter to the Public Employees and Teachers Retirement Boards that it could cost the state more than $1.2 million in startup costs to create this corporation. It also could cost more than $1.9 million in additional costs to operate this venture in the first year. These are their figures. These aren't my figures. These aren't the figures on the fiscal note that's going through the body. I guess they can call it costing anything they want. Then the next paragraph. The corporation could also cost Juno and state jobs, as the board could elect to base its operation outside Juno, even outside Alaska, Rex Winkle said. This is preposterous. I mean, this is not news. This is pure politics. This issue has gone through this body. It's gone all through the House. This issue of moving from Juno never has occurred. This is pure fabrication. I think this support center needs a lot further investigation. When we do the governor's office, I'm going to look very hard at financial support for this kind of stuff that, frankly, does not serve anybody's purpose. We have forums for the governor, for the administration to come before us to argue valid public policy. We call those committee meetings. They can come in, negotiate. This is outrageous.
Senator Duncan?
Based on that, may I change my vote from yea to nay on Senate Bill 18?
Senator Zaroff?
No comment, Mr. President.
Senator Krutula?
Ask consent to speak on follow-up of the majority leader's notation that this China Cup came from China. More than once, I have been particularly in the slightly darker days before the Russian thing all fell apart. I've been lectured by very, very 100%ers, people that would wave the flag. I didn't want their children in public schools because it was somehow not a constitutional thing for us to do. Of course, they would drive down a taxpayer highway to come meet with us. Never occurred to them. But in any event, America all the way, only to always drive off in a Toyota.
Are there any further special orders? Senator Halford.
That proves the consistency is the hobgoblin of small minds. I move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in adjournment until Monday at 11 a.m.
Consent is adjourned.